Breaking Into is back, and I brought back a series that I love, 202. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Lives, Breaking Into.
You guys, I am so excited to be here today. Welcome to Breaking Into here on Black Hollywood Live. I'm your host, James Law Jr. And I brought back somebody and some potties in here from a show that I did on our sister network, which was Spotlight on AfterBuzz TV. But I decided to bring him on this show because I believe in this series so much. And the new season is out. And I have questions already. Already.
All the tea.
Already. Yeah, get the tea ready. We must start spilling it. I'm so excited to have them here today. It's 202 the series. You can find it on YouTube. It's so good. You have to go see it. It's good. It's already out already. Go see it. And I'm going to start introducing you to each of the people who are important parts of the show. And there's a couple people who are not here, which I wish were here. Mm. You know who I'm talking about, who hasn't been here yet.
Yeah.
He has not come on my show yet. But anyway, next to me, she has the best little baby on Instagram.
Aww.
I'll tell you. Just like the best one on earth. I swear to God. The most best dressed.
Most photogenic.
I do.
Everything. And so she plays Lola, and she's hilarious. T. Robinson.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
You look great.
Thank you.
Now, across the table, these two came together. Now, if you want to know what's going on, go watch the episode that I did with them before. You can find all the details of how they got together and did this. But they created this series. It's so great. And they write and they sing on it. He plays a weird guy, and she's great. She's holding secrets already from her friends. So it was sitting for our first one to do. She's great. Her name is Melinda Hale.
Thank you.
Hello, how are you?
Good, welcome how back. Are you?
Thanks. Face Naya. And of course, my buddy, and he goes by one name on the series. He's going to give us one name.
In
Michael.
Hi.
I'm Michael.
Hi, guys.
And so now the couch, these guys weren't banished there, but just the hotness had to go over there. They had to go over to the couch.
That's us. He's talking about us.
Yeah, you guys, exactly. The guy with the hair, like Samson.
Do it. Yeah.
That's right. Flipping hair back and forth. That's right.
Flip your hair back and forth.
That's right. The director of the other series, Justin Patton.
Woo-hoo.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
My man crush every day. He knows this already. He's back again, and he's super tall, you guys. Well, he's super tall. So he said he's really good in the series. He plays Stephen, Harry Holmes.
How's it going?
Yay.
And we have somebody new in the house who's joining us for the first time on my show, and I'm so happy. And I'm going to attempt to say his name. He's hilarious in the series. And he knows who I'm saying. I wish he was on the show. You guys could be here together so I could talk to you guys together.
The banter.
The banter. So he plays Dave. And I'm going to make sure I say this.
Peace. God bless you.
Uramius?
Close. Nope. Oh, no. So close. Oh, so hurts. Very close.
Almost. Dang it.
You know what? It would hurt if it wasn't my entire life.
Yeah.
That's not the worst I've heard.
But see, it's good you have a name that's unique. I think it should totally, it's a great thing.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's called EL. It's EL over there.
Yeah.
By the way, so pronounce your name for me again.
Uriamus. You were very close. It's not the worst I've heard.
I'm sure you've heard.
I've heard much worse, but it was a rough childhood sometimes.
Yes, I'm sure you have heard a lot of stuff.
Explains a lot.
Yes. So you guys, the series is 202 the series. Of course, you can follow us on Breaking Into on Black Hollywood Live. Also, our Facebook page, Breaking Into, which I posted the first episode on a page. So just go there. Just one click and you can actually watch it. And we're going to show a little clip of this of the episode later on the show, of course. But first, we're going to have you talk to each of the guys and women that are here and just talk about a little bit about what their characters are and get into the season two. So first, I want to ask you.
Okay.
For people out there who have not seen the series, what can we expect Tia this season so far?
Well, Lola's dealing with, a bit of sadness from the end of last season.
Yes.
If you haven't seen yet, I'm not going to give anything away.
Give it away.
So she's trying to get back into herself, find herself, find where she fits in, where things are flowing with her and her man, Stephen.
Yes. Yes.
I just think there's a lot of like soul searching and like really just getting back to the essence of who she is. And then also, holding up her friends and trying to support.
There's a scene where you're dancing.
Yeah.
You go back in. Yeah. I love that.
Thank you.
When you go back in, you kind of feel like you're rediscovering yourself again.
I am. And as the actress and the character, because I haven't been able to go into the studio and do it as much either. So that day was just like...
Was it emotional?
It really was.
Yeah,
it's emotional now.
I got emotional watching it.
It was just, and the song that we used is a friend of mine that I know from New York for years and years, and it's a beautiful song.
Yes.
And it was really cathartic to get back into the studio again for Lola and for Tia.
Yeah, I was excited. So, when I saw it, I was like, oh, she's back in the studio. She's going to start doing stretching. I love the whole sequence.
Yeah.
Good job.
He did great.
Yeah. It's and all her, though.
But I'm saying it was a great, just the way it was filmed, everything. I loved that whole. I mean, how was it for you when you were filming with her doing that?
It was really fun because I love working with dancers. Like, it's one of my goals to keep doing more and more things with dancers because it's just beautiful watching people move. And then we're friends, we've been working on this show, and then this whole, we did all of the first season not being able to see her dance, and so it was really exciting for me as well, like, wow, she really is good, like, she is a dancer, and this is cool.
A rusty dancer. Just like Lola. Tia's a little rusty, but it was really a great moment and a great afternoon to be able to.
I totally felt it. Which is one of the greatest about the series. You feel, always, I said this last time, I feel like you're intruding sometimes when I watch it. I'm like, because you guys, it's very authentic, and kudos to you guys with the writing and how you, and just, and all the acting and everything, just it's, you feel like these are your real friends. Aww. You guys talk to each other like you talk to each other in real life.
Yeah.
Like, you say things that I say to my friends, like, hey, bitch, all this stuff. We all say that. Yeah. It's not anything bad. We all say that.
Right.
There are things you can get away with your friends that you can't get away with anybody else. Clearly, I wouldn't just tell anybody, hey, bitch. But my friends, just like the way you talk to each other, the way you call each other out on things.
Yeah. And I have to say, that's a lot of the writing from Mike Howell. The writing is so, it's so easy, and it flows so well, and it's just natural. Yeah. You know, like, sometimes you get scripts, you're like,
no one would say this.
But, like, he speaks to be our language.
It's to just, be honest, it's a lot of listening. Because like, we hang around each other, and it's like, okay, this is the dynamic between Melinda and EL, so let's Dave and Naya.
That's a very specific dynamic.
We need another hour.
We need a whole different show. Whole different, like, it's a different series.
But I said earlier, folks, you guys, I wish I could filmed it. These two talking, it was like, it just sounded like the show was on. Like, I was on the show. Like, it was so natural.
I mean, T and I have been friends for years. That's just who we are.
Now, Melinda, your character, I'm not going to give it away because you need to watch the first couple episodes because it's kind of crazy what you're doing. And talking about you two. So, what is Melinda kind of going through right now these days?
Melinda or Naya?
I mean, sorry, Naya.
Those are two different stories. Spill the tea, girl. Spill the tea.
Naya's just lying.
I know. What's going on?
So I'm just excited for that to all unfold and for everyone to find out what she's lying about.
She's off the couch.
Who's she lying about? Yeah. And all that stuff. Yeah, it's going to be real good.
I'm excited. No, I'm excited. Yourself's like, wow. I'm really curious to see what goes on with this one. I'm sure. Now, Michael.
Yes.
Are we going to see lots of your weird character this season?
I've tried to pull him back a little bit. Did. Because I want people to want him there.
You don't want him to leave?
I don't want him to be like, just hang. Because if he's around too much, he gets really, like, it's just really weird. And it's not, like, interesting. It's just weird. And so, Rick has his part to play in this season. And he
shows up in the episode that comes out this week.
Yeah, he shows up in episode 5. And he's kind of, he has his eyes on his, he sees them as his friends.
And they see him something differently.
They see him differently. And so, he's watching them even if they don't know
it. Wait, here's my question. Creepy. Wait, who's living in the actual apartment? Like,
who's not living in the apartment?
Like three roommates living together in a house. But like now it's like, I mean,
everyone kind of, it's just
like an open door policy.
It's very open door. I mean, when you're talking about two of the three actual people who pay rent.
Yes.
There.
Right. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Have boyfriends, and so then the boyfriends are over there.
Which is very real life, very real life.
Yeah.
But also, if you look at, like, comedy series and sitcoms, like Friends and Living Single, they're all at one person's apartment. That's true. All the time. You know?
Even and everybody's girlfriends.
Yeah, girlfriends. Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't thought of it that way. It's kind of interesting. Yeah, you're right. People just come in. But I was just like, I was thinking, wait, there's this chick here, and then, but then he's here, and then but he's here, too, and she's here. I'm like, who's living here? Yeah. How big is the apartment?
it has as many rooms as you need.
Exactly.
It's actually my apartment, and I do want them to all leave by the time I'm like, I've got 4 hours. Yeah, yeah, out really of here. Too many people in my apartment right now.
And where is your dog during this whole...
She's quiet sometimes, but she's actually pretty good. She knows all of them. Yeah. They're like all family for her. So
okay, and she likes most.
Well, not like
she likes most.
Yeah.
She
has a
warm up to me every time I come over there.
Like,
okay, Cora.
It takes her at least an hour and a half. And then she's like, oh, okay, she's okay, here. Yeah.
That is crazy.
She loves EL. She loves Tia. Loves Harry. Like
we have a thing going.
We have a special relationship.
I don't really know why either. I'm just as nice to her as everyone else.
I think it's
because
you're so tall.
Because you're black.
Hello. Yeah, I was like, what is this?
And
maybe she's into Asians. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
She's into mixed Asians.
I mean, who knows? She's like, I don't like black people. That's my mother.
That's it.
I don't care about anybody
else. Oh, my God.
You know, that's so funny. Now, Michael, I actually have to do some little housekeeping really quick.
Uh-oh.
I have to do an official apology.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, so we're going to watch each. They've all been doing things since the series off, and he actually was in a wonderful stage production of Dessa Rose, and he actually invited me to come the first time. I had a family thing happen, which he knows about, of course. The second time I was supposed to come, another family thing happened.
Oh, really?
It was a car crash.
Actually. Oh no! Oh.
So we're okay. So I couldn't make it. Actually, happened that earlier that day.
Oh, sorry about that.
And so I wanted to say, I really wanted to come see you, and now it's off.
It's done. Yeah, we closed.
But I wanted to apologize on purpose.
It's cool.
Because now, if you haven't watched his episode of this show, he came on this show. We had a wonderful conversation.
Oh,
you
yeah,
and I,
yeah,
when you were on this show,
yeah.
You know, we had a great. You need to look at that. Look, it's on Breaking Into. It's a good conversation. A couple things that you said on that show, I still tell people about. Actually, I've used.
Oh, look at that!
Great. Wow, that's a lasting impression. Oh, yes. How about that?
So I follow where Michael goes. I couldn't follow him to a show, but I follow you anywhere else. Now we're going to talk to somebody who's new because he hasn't been on before. So, what has your experience been on this this series for you, EL?
It's been really interesting. I was originally just supposed to be like a
one episode.
And
I literally texted him and said, I need you to be in this web series. Oh. So I can do this.
And it was just this like last minute, like play this counselor guy who happened to have a name. Like it could have been anybody. Wow. And I shot that one scene with them. And
yes.
I'm not really sure what happened, how it turned into
and then
this,
I think I told you, I was like, this should be.
Yeah. Like and I don't like to give compliments to Yale very often.
Oh my God.
None of us do.
You don't understand. It's like a big thing.
You
nobody
don't
wants
understand
a compliment.
Like the aftermath of giving him a compliment.
it hurts her so much.
It cores me. It cores my insides.
To like let her know how much she loves
like,
me.
Like
how much
I'm like. The other day I told him, because he sings on the worship team with me at my church, so does Michael, and I'm going to be gone for a few weeks, and I asked him, I was like, please sing on this day with me, and I was like, I hate singing without you, and he's like, that hurt. I was like, I almost didn't send it. My thumbs were shaking.
I wrote, oof, that must have hurt. If you admit that, she would have my thumbs were shaking. I almost couldn't press that. It guts her.
So you're a compliment.
Yeah, but against my better judgment, I'm going to say this.
On air!
After that first scene that he did, I was like, he's really, because I didn't know him very well at that point, and I was like, he's really good, like, and then he like looks good on camera, and so we were like, what can we
go on? carry on, tell me more.
But we were like trying to figure, like, I was like, okay, well, he's definitely going to be this counselor character, but how do we incorporate him?
Right.
This character into the dynamic of the rest of the group, and then Lionel, who plays Dwight, was talking to me about wanting to explore Dwight having a relationship and his desire for that, and just kind of wanting to portray that in the web series. And I was like, well, here's Dave and here's Dwight, and I think that would be really cute.
Yeah.
And it creates a little mess too. I mean,
I find the most interesting about playing Dave in this crazy world of like crazy characters that it seems to be the most like stable and balanced.
Yes.
And he's with the most, you know, the highest personality, you know, so it's like they kind of like find a weird balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see that. Yeah. You're always definitely like, really? Like, really? Like,
really? He's kind of the voice of the audience in general, where the audience is just like, what are you doing? Yeah,
exactly.
And he's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. What is the scene between you and her that you basically you're doing that?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, hello? Like, hello? Like, you are the voice of the audience.
Yeah. In a very... as I've discovered, a very Cuban way.
The accent comes out. Really
I don't even notice it most of the time until I see it on screen. I'm like, oh, that was...
You know, and the reason for that, I think, is that there's just a lot of shouting in this show.
And I don't know how to shout any other way.
Yeah.
I can't shout and not be ethnic. I don't know how to do it.
Comes hand in hand.
So how, I mean, how do you know her? How'd you get in this whole...
From church.
From singing together at church. Was like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it feels like it was just yesterday.
Yesterday. Sleep with stakes in your face a little
I do.
So you do. So now, so what else do you do? You're an actor?
Actor,
singer,
all of the above.
Okay, very good. Very good.
Thirst trap.
In the thirst trap.
Yeah, look at
it's so bad.
I can't plug my Instagram for the thirst trap. Sorry, I'm gonna laugh right into the mic.
It's a lot.
So are you from here?
I was actually born in Cuba.
Okay, wow.
I was raised in Miami.
Of course.
Of course. North Cuba, as I like to call it. And then I moved out to LA about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I've been out here doing
Puerto Rican here, so I understand.
You're Puerto Rican?
Yeah, Puerto Rican. Yeah, my mother's from Ponce.
I'm so sorry.
Puerto Rican, you're not the same. Our flags are similar to different.
They're like inverted.
They are. Like, inverted. Couldn't get more creative than that. It's kind of weird.
Like, we're just the
opposite. Yeah. That's cool. Do you like LA?
I love LA. I love living out here. And I love getting to work on stuff like this. Yeah. Like, getting to develop a character is, I think, one of the most satisfying things for an actor is we're all storytellers. We love to be storytellers, and to get to develop something and a point of view that could be interesting, or in my case, like the voice of the audience, that is so fulfilling to me.
Yeah.
It's so fulfilling to be part of this kind of storytelling.
Do you agree, Harry, with that? You get to actually not just coming on doing a film really quick or one little bit part and go. You're actually.
Oh, sure. I mean, this is my first web series that I've ever done. And the whole TV show web series, like, you don't really know what's going to happen in the next episode. That's exhilarating and confusing, and you're kind of lost. But you get to grow with the story, figure out your character more, kind of thing. There's a interesting essence about not knowing what's going to happen, because with short films, movies, you know everything that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's been great to grow, even on to season two. Yeah, we have a season two.
Yeah.
To grow and see what everybody's done, you know, inside the show and outside the show. So it's been a great experience for sure.
So, Michael, it's doing a season two. I mean, let people know how not easy it is to get to a season two of a series.
We waited an entire year.
Right.
And moved heaven and earth.
It wasn't because as you can see, Lionel isn't here ever.
Lionel, get my show. Get my show.
And so that was like one of the first hurdles that we had to jump over. Is like, okay, when is he here so that we can kind of like shotgun these scenes? But I always wanted to do another scene. Mm-hmm. You know, like. Because you don't, especially with a series like this, you want to know what happens next with these characters, and like you kind of, as a writer, like I love the character, like I love, even as I'm like brainstorming or like looking at my computer trying to write, I'm like, so what's gonna happen next for Naya, or what's gonna happen next for Lolo, or you know, like just trying to picture what their stories are. Mm-hmm. And there's a wealth of stories with these characters because they're so like the breadth of them and the depth of them is limitless, because they're actually, you know, they're people, and we all are very deep and wide in our own ways, and I enjoy experiencing and trying to figure out their depths and their, you know, their reasons. Raison d'etre, as they say.
So fancy.
You got French.
But, you know, but here's the thing. I also like about the series, again, we would talk about, you know, Lola and Steven, just that you guys look different than what we see in couplehood on television.
Yeah.
Or in web series. Like, it's just, you guys have just, each have unique looks. You both are persons of color, but not just black white or black Asian or right. white this. I mean, like I say, it's very interesting. I like to see that on the series, and I'm like rooting for your characters.
Thanks.
You know,
awesome. Me too.
And there's some things I want to answer too. I don't have to watch the series and find out who the answer or not. I won't give anything away out there. But there's things. I mean, but so that, I mean, do you guys really realize that kind of that you're playing something, you're representing something that we don't see that often. Either one of you can say something.
I think that's one of the greatest things about this show is the diversity in it, mm-hmm. And the interracial relationships, everything about that. Because I mean, I feel like we should be going towards that more diversity, showing what the world can be like, kind of thing, and that racism shouldn't be a thing. Or it, I mean,
it's so LA. I mean, LA. Just
yeah,
kind of.
Right.
Well, what's
yeah.
funny is that, like, for me, I don't really. I do see that it is different, like a different dynamic, but in my life, this dynamic has always been. Like my ex from years ago is exactly like Harry.
Really?
His name was Steven.
Oh
he
my
was
goodness.
Half Korean, half Caucasian.
What? Oh, whoa.
And that just happened. Like that.
I didn't know anything.
Yeah. Didn't know any of that.
Oh,
didn't know the name
God.
Or anything. So
oh
I was like,
God.
This is really weird. Are you in my mind?
I
like, are
no,
you in
I,
my
that
soul?
Is divine intervention.
Tia was like, my mom's like, did you tell him? I'm like, no, I didn't know it. And she would, as she relayed that, I was like, oh. Is this okay? We can't change his name now.
Right. But it's like it's always kind of been in my life. Like I grew up in Northern Virginia, which is a very diverse area, mm-hmm. Because of the army bases and all of that. Yeah. So in my life, this was always my mm-hmm. group of friends. But I do know it is not the norm.
Yeah, so, it's just not sad.
Yeah,
that's crazy. We're gonna show a scene from this new season.
He wants to be my therapist more than he wants to be my boyfriend. And I'm not here for it. And then this one come blowing in here like a category 5 whining about some shit that don't even matter.
Excuse you? My life falling apart does matter. Matters more than you complaining about a guy who loves you so much he's willing to say this shit about you that needs to be addressed. You know, you're not the easiest.
I love your face.
Who are you
going to
get together
with?
Thank you.
Okay, you tried it. You want to talk about men who love us that we take for granted? Or should I just call Steven over tonight?
Oh.
You know that it's a complicated situation and we are not discussing it.
Okay, but we're gonna talk about my shit, then we're gonna talk about yours. Okay, that's what I thought. Anyways, hi. How's tour life? When are you coming home?
Oh, I miss you guys so much. Our tour's great. We've been to 12 cities in the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
I'm really tired. I love it.
Look at you living the dream. I'm here for it.
Well, that's all great and all, but when are you coming home? I need you here to reel this one in when he starts doing too much.
Actually, I'm coming home in 2 weeks.
Really?
Yay! Yeah! Good, it's about time, girl. We will throw a party for you when you get here. Oh, and we're going to find you a man.
Stop it.
Don't you think you live your best life?
I'm doing just fine.
Okay, well, look, just fine. I got to go. And, yeah, we'll have to talk later.
Are you going to be apologizing to Dave?
So I just want to show that. It's,
anyways,
the,
I got to go too.
After this, you have to actually watch the series what happens after that. I had questions.
It gets very Cuban after that.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what? I saw that. I was like, oh my God. That's all I say about that. But it's again, it's just like, it's how friends talk.
Yeah. Mm.
The expressions on your face are just like, okay. let me let these two do their thing. Yeah. And how you're talking, I guess they're talking, holding. It's just that's what friends do. It's so like so real. I love it.
Thank you.
I love that. Okay, so I want to ask you guys kind of what you guys have been doing since then. I want to show a picture because she's already famous on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's my Fifi.
I just said earlier, best accessorized, best dressed.
The most gorgeous.
That's my Phoenix.
She is the bomb. When I saw you last, she was not here yet.
She was not.
So, congratulations.
I mean, she was here, but she was.
Yeah, she was on the side.
She was still baking.
Yes. So, that's basically what I've been up to.
are you sleeping at all yet, or?
You know, she's an amazing baby. Everyone's, whenever they see her, she loves to be out. She's very social. She's very focused. She loves the camera, obviously. She's 9 months now. So she enjoys our photo shoots when we go out and is very curious about what's going on around her. And she actually sleeps really well now. Okay. So I still don't sleep as I used to. I love me some sleep.
Okay. You don't have them for a while.
But it's all worth it.
What's it been like working on the series while having a baby?
You know, I think it was harder when I was pregnant to work. Okay. I was just kind of blah. Like, I just felt very drained all the time. And even though I have to get home to feed her and all that and all that jazz, I feel like I have more of me back as an actor. Because I, at that time when the first season, I'm sharing myself, growing her.
Yes.
And so now that I'm kind of just me, I'm able to get back to the actor and the artist that I am. So
that makes sense.
It's been great.
And that was why we were excited about season two, because season one, I don't want to say it got derailed, but the path totally changed did. When we found out you were pregnant.
Right.
And we don't want to just hide you behind a person.
No.
Right.
Yeah. No. So it then became about the
pregnancy. I want answers of season two. I want some answers because I don't have any answers yet. I've got to keep watching. That's all I'm going to say, folks. About that situation.
We like questions, though. We like the fact that there's questions.
Yeah, that's awesome. Michael. That's cute. Now,
his jaw just dropped.
His jaw just drops open. And Melinda, I've been seeing you singing and performing. How's that going?
It's going really well. I'm working on my fifth album. I'm going to be touring next month. I'm doing six. I think I just signed in. 6 guest entertainer contracts on some cruise lines, and then I'm touring around the country for my album. Yeah.
Wow. So your fifth album.
Yep.
When is it coming out?
In June.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm the first one to buy it. I'm very excited for you. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
But I've seen it. So you really are doing the singing and acting. So you're doing them both?
More so singing. I mean, acting is fun and I enjoy it, but singing has always been my first passion and always will be. Yeah.
And what can we expect on this album?
A lot of my heart, definitely, and a lot of more vulnerable music.
Very good. Yeah. I'm so excited for you.
Thank
you. As a person who now is releasing his album, his first album next month, it's hard to do.
Yes, it's a lot of work.
Putting it together, picking the songs, you write, I write. We just try to put it together. I have a greater affection and admiration for you guys who've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
It's not easy. But it's fun, isn't it?
It's rewarding. Once you finish, it is.
Yes. And then, Michael, you were doing this. So how'd the run go?
It was great. We had like 10 sold out shows.
That's good.
I just enjoyed it. It had been a while since I'd done a musical, and I think the last musical I did was with Melinda.
Oh yeah.
It was sort of like a fringe festival.
It was a that shall not be named.
Oh really? Dang.
Oh wow.
Is there a YouTube video out there somewhere? Yeah. I found it.
We have a clip right here.
Right. Yeah. I found it. It's right here.
But so it was great to be able to kind of play with a character and like sing and work against people because Dessa Rose is about slavery, and so there were certain difficulties, I guess, accessing certain emotions because you didn't want to, and but I think I was a great cast and we worked well together, and it was fun.
Well, it's interesting because when you were here last, I talked about it with some friends of mine. When you were here last time, you put out a video piece, that was very powerful, made me cry. I told you about that already. And so it's about emotions, getting into finding those emotions, having to connect to them every night. I mean, that was just a piece you just did. I mean,
what's interesting is one of the things, myself and the woman who played Dessa Rose, we had this idea that we just put photos of our people on the mirror in the dressing rooms. And I had my great, 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 great grandmother's photo just kind of, to give me some kind of access point, and it was good, and the character that I played was a lot lighter than the other character. Like, he was going through the same things as they were in terms of being a runaway slave, but his perspective was just kind of trying to get everyone free, as opposed to like being weighed down by the fact that we were runaway slaves. So I didn't have to be as angry and sad and broken as the other actors did, but kind of giving them something to work off of was very interesting for me, because I haven't gotten the opportunity to play characters of such depth in a while, and so it was interesting as an actor.
It seemed like to me, because we had a talk on our show, that you were kind of wanting to go certain directions now,
right,
with our current political climate,
right,
and things, and you want to go certain directions in your own life. You talked about that, how you were changing your perspective. So I thought it was very interesting you did a show like this.
Yeah, no, it came at the right, like the perfect
time. Divine intervention.
And it was definitely meant for me, and where I am in my thoughts and my heart and everything. And I miss it. I miss being able to in that particular production. One of the greatest things for me was the audience response afterwards. Like, they would come up to us after the show, and it was a largely Caucasian audience,
really,
a lot of times. And
oh, wow. Oh, they love slavery music.
Bring it up.
Come on now, don't be you know who is in the audience. That's hilarious. Come on.
But like, their responses to it.
The three of us quietly. Just kind of take it in. Just the three on the couch.
I'm just telling them like it is.
That's why I love you. It's fine.
He was wonderful, though. I did get to see it, and he was great.
And, but the responses were, kind of seeing people think in a different light than maybe they had prior to seeing this kind of story told, because it was a little bit different than just a run-of-the-mill slavery musical.
Is that a thing? Once Disney starts doing them, everybody does it.
Run-of-the-mill.
Can that not be a phrase?
That should be run-of-the-mill runaway musical.
And so, but it was great. The end.
Let's move on off the table to Justin. So, any projects you're working on? Anything you've been working on?
I was just trying to get more films made so we can get my name out and get people looking at me, because I love directing. I love working with actors. Working with actors is my favorite part of the whole filmmaking process. Is like watching people become these characters, or like bring something in that I hadn't thought of. And you're like, wow, like that, where'd you find that? Like, how'd you find that emotion or that action or whatever? Like, so just planning out things right now, and like the biggest thing always being trying to find the budget for things.
Yes, of course.
But, scrape and we work and we make it happen. So,
what kind of director are you? Ooh. Good question, right? For you. What kind of director do you think you are?
I don't know. I mean, I think I'm excitable. And I think, like, when I get time to really get into things, and, like, when I have time to work with people and rehearse things, I get, like, that's where I feel like I really shine. Like, being able to plan and lay out groundwork. And then we get on the day and we just shoot it, and, like, it's fun then. But I love the beginning parts of it, and the rehearsals and the prep. So I think I'm more on that. Like, I like to front load everything, and then we just have fun the rest of the time.
You were talking earlier about the dancing stuff. Is there a different way to shoot as dancing scenes than there is like just regular moving shots?
For me, it's just more, I mean, I feel like I get to dance a little bit because I'm following the dancers and I'm like working off of their choreography and trying to get a good shot and capture the story and the emotion. So I think that's why I like it, is that it's kind of like I get to dance, and I'm not like a good dancer.
So like, you might break it down, don't you? You might break it down. Someone let us know. I know he said that. Go ahead.
But, Justin's actually, he's very much an actor's director. He knows how to speak to actors and how to keep them. Some directors.
Shade's coming. I can feel it.
They don't know how to speak to actors. Right. We're very, like, temperamental beasts, what I mean?
So
you take things to heart. And so Justin knows how to say what he wants, but also not put us off or make us defensive.
Yeah, he doesn't make it about him.
Right.
Some directors make it about them.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
When they direct.
And he understands it, especially in this sort of the element of this show, that we are creating these characters and they are a part of us. And he allows us that room to kind of like play with it.
Which is like having fun watching it happen.
Yeah.
He's having fun watching you guys do it, right?
Yeah. And I mean, I've never thought about that, but I had, like, when I'm getting to direct, like, I don't think about me. I'm not trying to like toot my horn, but like it really is more for me. Like, I'm experiencing this, and this is great.
Wow.
And I love that.
Yeah, there's a lot of free reign when doing a scene with him. It's, he's just like, yeah, and great, go for it.
I will say part of that's because usually we're shooting at breakneck speed.
That's true. Yeah, we don't have a whole lot of time.
With a lot of distractions.
Because I got that time restriction on my iPhone.
We got 4 hours before we got to leave her place.
Bye, bitches. Everybody get out.
Yeah.
She's never more a producer until 5 o'clock. All right, gotta go.
Or when we're
is the truth.
In the next episode that comes out this week, we're in a sewer.
Oh.
So we're like, we gotta hurry up because we're in a sewer. Yeah.
There was the urgency was like, not acting.
Yeah.
That's not true. There's a scene between Dwight and Dave, and we were like, "Can Meryl and Viola hurry up?" Because they were taking. It was the day that Golden Globe nominations came out. Like nominations were already out, guys. But like, you're not gonna get them.
In our defense, it was the climax scene of the whole arc that's been building for the whole first season.
This is true.
It was the climax. That. Like, we had to give it its due diligence.
And it's a great thing. We need you to
meet at the coffee shop and do it before.
Work everything, all the emotional beats out before we get into the sewer.
That's the rehearsal. One day we'll have the budget for that.
Right. Yeah, one day.
We also won't shoot in a real sewer. We'll build a sewer.
Yes, exactly.
It'll be all green screen. Green screen sewer.
And now, Harry, of course, I follow you too. You're doing modeling of the cyborgs. Yeah, lots of stuff going on. Can you tell people what's going on?
Yeah, we have the Cyborgs thing going on. We've been working on that for...
Yay.
Thank you. No, it's been exciting. When my first day on set, like, he was like, "We're going to climb up this mountain and shoot and stuff." And I'm like, "I just moved to L.A. Like, I don't know... Like, is this supposed to happen?" But you're on a mountaintop, and I don't have a car, so it's either you do it or you don't. But no, it's been going really well. I'm very blessed to be a part of it. We've been shooting for about over a year and a half now for the pilot and developing the rest of the series. We are now SAG, which is really nice
as well.
So thank you, SAG.
Very good. Yes, thank you so much.
And our director, Leonardo Carbucci, he's been amazing to work with, developed an amazing team. I feel like I'm a part of a startup company in a way, which is just full of love. I mean, like this group as well. So I've been very, very lucky with the people I've been working with. But also doing the runway thing as well. I have a show tomorrow, which I'm really excited about.
Because he's a model, so
it's
really hard.
I am tall.
A
tall Asian is kind of abnormal, so like, you're weird, but it's okay. You can join us. I'm like, yay.
We talked about that last time a little bit, because you have this look that like, okay, well, he's not that white.
Right. Right, exactly.
And then what Asian is he half of? There's a whole thing
for
you.
When one of my first talent agencies out here, they were submitting me for Asian roles, and I wasn't getting back anything. And I was like, maybe you should submit me more Caucasian kind of thing, because they're looking for full Asian, which
clearly
don't look like, which is fine.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to play with the different ethnically ambiguous, if you will, and to kind of toy with that. But I'm definitely blessed with the opportunities I've received so far, and we're just going to keep going up, right?
I have a friend, Christopher Sean. Mm-hmm. He's half Japanese, half white.
Oh, cool.
Light eyes. He's on Days of Our Lives, and I'm Hawaii 5-0.
That's good to hear.
I'm gonna say, I'm giving you a point. It took him a while to get to find
who we put. Right.
Yeah, where we put him.
Well, it's all like about the actor type and like what type you're gonna play and stuff like that. And that's one reason why I love being a part of this show, because it's so different from Cyborgs, which is a sci-fi action show. And this, I'm trying to bring our relationship back together. Yeah. Or I try to be. But madly in love with Lola's character, and just trying to fix this relationship and trying to figure out where I'm going with my life in general and this other character who's completely different. So it's interesting to kind of go back and forth. Yeah. And it's cool to research.
Yeah. But, very good. Now, EL, what else are you doing these days here in Los Angeles?
We're working a lot. I also run a vacation rental company.
Wow.
Aside from that.
Where is it at? Where is it?
It's all in Hollywood. It's all properties in Hollywood. Wow, that okay. I, just for tourists that want to visit LA. So that keeps me busy. I know. Not nearly as exciting as what they've got going on.
But it's making money.
Hello. That's like, making money is exciting, folks.
Yeah, hi. There's another series that I did for the CW Seed that's a musical web series about vampires that I like to promote.
Musical vampires, musical slave people.
Yes. There's, what's going on? There's talks about there being a musical episode of 202.
Yeah, we're
oh, my God, you should do it.
Totally. Yeah. Because there's a lot of singing talent.
Yeah, no, I know. You guys should do it.
Yeah.
I'll just dance.
It'll be like the Buffy the Vampire episode where they just, everything's a musical for some reason.
I feel like we have an idea about the reason why it's going
to
be.
We don't want to say what it is.
But
it's so good.
It's one of those things, like, if we're going to do it, I want it to be, like, good.
Yeah, of course.
And so you don't want to rush something like that. No. So,
well, I'm excited.
But it's going to happen.
Hey, Scrubs did one. There's some ones that are, they were done well. They were done really well. So I'm very excited.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
Oh, I didn't see that. Ooh, okay.
my producer, she used to be on the Once Upon a Time after show here at AfterBuzz. So she
knows
about
that. I still love that show.
Yeah, so good. Okay, so sadly, we're almost towards the end.
Oh,
we can stay for another 2-3 hours with you guys. But this is what I do on this show, and Mikel knows this already. So, Mikel, you don't have to answer because you did it already. I ask every person on my show. I've done 103 episodes of this show for the last 2 years. This is my two words question.
Oh, boy.
So everybody think about this. The first question, I'm going to start with you, dear, because you're sitting right next to me. What word should we not say anymore in the English language? Or phrase, be word or phrase.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. I'll make you work a little bit at the end.
What word or phrase should we not say anymore? Wow,
that's
so hard.
I know.
Why am I sitting here?
I have a kind of a funny answer already.
You know what I'm
going to say?
I know what you're going to say.
The first thing that comes to my mind is can't.
Well, I guess that's good.
You got all positive. I was like,
exactly.
We shouldn't say crusty anymore. Like, moist. Like, those are the words I was going for. And she's like, don't say can't.
See, you guys are too much.
Crusty.
Crusty.
Well, Melinda, what's yours?
Crusty.
Okay. Justin?
Oh, vape.
Vape. Okay. Remember that for?
Never.
I like that. You should never say never.
Never say never.
And
yeah. See, yeah, I love it.
Mine was kind of cut along with hers, but I actually love to use it. Other people hate it, but my word is moist.
I hate it.
Oh,
but I also have to say it like moist. I have to drop it into
a
my
lot
bass
of women
register.
Hate that word. It's way funny.
It's disgusting.
And men
it
like
covers
it.
So much stuff that I love to use
when
it.
When I hear it, I think of cake. That's
all. Would you like some cake? It's moist.
Yes, I would.
Sounds like a good cake, actually.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so the next one is, uh-oh, what word or phrase should we say more of? Or say it?
Oh, I don't like being in this.
It's the hot seat.
Yes.
Again, I would say, ask me that one.
What word or phrase should we say more of?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Can you spell it for me?
Can you buy me time?
Delaying time.
What's the
time?
I would say...
You're doing great, honey.
Okay, we do a phrase.
I'm waiting for the drum roll.
That to remember we're all the same.
That's good. I love that. That's great.
Thanks.
Seriously, that's a good one. I like that. Miss Melinda?
I think we need to stop saying, I'll try. Either you're going to do it or you won't. So I need people to stop saying that. Like, I'll try to come to your show.
So what should
I
say?
I'll try
then?
To do this. I'll try to be there on time.
I don't know why you're looking at me.
I
am not the only one.
So I prefer honesty. So, like, if you know you're going to be late, just say you're going to be late. If you can't come, don't come. If you don't want to do that, don't do it.
So, basically, be honest.
Yeah, be honest. Yeah, yeah.
And shoot some daggers over at him as well, by the way.
Oh, he gets some. He gets some.
Yeah,
throw that hair back. Throw that hair back.
Justin?
Wow.
Like, you said wow, okay.
Because we should be more wowed about.
I like that. So good. Harry?
Tagging on to Melinda a little bit, I will.
Ooh, like that.
Because a lot of, I mean, like you say, a lot of people say, I want to try this.
Very just, LA too.
Just do it. If you don't go for it, like if you do it and you fail, cool, get back up, do something again. But if you never go out for it, then you'll just never know. Yeah. Like if we never did this, we wouldn't be here right now.
Sure.
But I feel like fear draws us back a lot. And it's like if you don't face the fear, then, you know, you can't accomplish anything really. Yeah. But that got deep.
I like that.
Mine is based on some. I met this person and I became kind of friends with her, and I loved it when she would ask me that. But we don't live in a society where this kind of a question is okay. She would always see me and go, "How's your heart? How's your heart?"
Mm.
And I think that's such a beautiful way of saying how are you? Because how are you doing? You're like, "Oh, I'm fine. I'm okay." Yeah. But how's your heart is a very specific question that has to do with the person saying, "I care about how you feel." But in this society, if you're less than okay, people don't want to hear about it. Right. They don't want to talk about it. They're just like, no, feelings can't. No, don't want to talk about feelings. I think it would be a better world if we could say, "How's your heart?" Answer accordingly.
We're going to end on that. That's exactly what we're going to end on. That's beautiful. It's very beautiful, you guys. Thanks for being on the show again.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome back anytime. Season 3, 4,
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We'll come over every day.
Just chill
here. We'll come down here. The series is 202 The Series. You guys actually are on social media at 202 The Series, correct? On all social media platforms. You can do that there. Now I'm going to just go from each around. We'll start actually from EL. And go around this way.
Starting everywhere.
Tell them where they can find your social media and your camera.
I am Uriamus on everything. Uriamus on Twitter, Uriamus on Instagram.
How do you spell that?
Yeah, spell that.
Story of my life. Euriamis.
Perfect.
My Instagram is HarryHolmes90. You can also find me on my Facebook actor page at facebook.com/HolmesHarryD. I know. Just let it out. Just let it go. It's fine. Instagram and Facebook.
We almost made it EL when you...
Oh, sorry. Never heard it before.
Oh, my... Yes. Justin?
I'm on Instagram at Justin_AGA. And that's my Twitter too, but I don't use that.
Too cool for that.
I think I got really slick on that one. Hey, Mike Hill.
What was that sultry?
What is happening?
My Instagram and Twitter is official Mike Hill. That's official MYKELL.
I need to know what just happened.
And Melinda, safe travels to you on your travels. We'll say that.
Thank you so much. Yeah. My Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Spotify, everything is just at Melinda Hale, MALYNDAHALE.
And Fifi's mom.
My Instagram is Tia Robinson. You can also check out Fifi at Life of Fifi. I'm on her page more than I am my own. And my Facebook is the same, Tia Robinson.
Perfect. And I'm James Lott Jr. You can follow where all James Lott Jr.'s are, at James Lott Jr. On social media platforms. Breaking Into is on Facebook, Breaking Into page. We're on Black Hollywood Live. We're on iTunes. We're on YouTube. Go ahead and check this out. You can listen to us in this episode or actually watch us again being crazy and funny and talk about this great series, 202 The Series. Watch the series and tell me what you think. Tell me what you think. Comment, rate it, subscribe
everything.
To them. Just everything. Let them know how you think. Because, I believe in the series so much that I'm so happy that it's on the air. Thank you, guys. See you next time.
Thank you. Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.